learning the laws of Brichas HaGomel, which is found in Siman Reisha Tes, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses that there is a major difference between the minhag of Ashkenaz and the custom of Sephard when it comes to Brichas HaGomel. That one of the differences, he says, is with regard to the minhag of Ashkenaz, in Mevarachim Brichas HaGomel, ela imkein hasakana shchicha matsuya. It has to be that the danger, as we're going to see, was something in which is quite real. Minhag Safar and Mevarachim kol shiyesh ezach shash sakana nafil sakana rechoka. Now, when it comes to the custom of the Sephard, is that they will say Berachas HaGomel, even though the danger doesn't seem to be as severe or as significant. Nonetheless, they're more under the custom to recite Berachas HaGomel. So there are four things which we touched upon previously in which a person would bench Gomel. And then the Piskei Tshuvos discusses each of these four, exactly what this means. The first that is brought down in Halacha is Holchi Midbarim, that a person who crosses and goes through the desert. So the question is, that if a person, let's say, nowadays is in Israel, and they happen to go on a nice little tour on a jeep through certain deserts, is that considered a sakana to the point that one should have to bench Gomel a few minutes later when they go back to their apartments and to their homes? So on this, it's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It says, V'gam zayesh hakotfim, that those that write, shebizmanenu, that in our days, shadrachim slulos heitev, that the roads in which around us is a wilderness are pretty well taken care of, v'inkoch shash sakana, and there's not much of a danger, shema yavdu haholchim es darkam, that perhaps you're going to get lost in this major desert. After all, there's signs, and maybe you even have a GPS handy. V'chein berovim komos inchshash klal shalistim v'chayos ra'os v'derech. One of the concerns is that if you're in the middle of this wilderness and get lost, very easy that you may have taken a wrong turn, and perhaps you can get devoured by some wild animal or some bandits that are watching you. Vulnerable, they'll attack you. But now it's not something which is as much of a concern. Therefore, minhag Ashkenaz, ein lavarech haGomel, we do not bench Gomel according to the custom of Ashkenaz. Kishenosim meir leir, medina medina. If a person travels from one city to the next, av sheovrim derech midbarios beyarot. Even though you're going through a forest, a foresty area, or through a desert. The exception, of course, is if doing that, in fact, you were putting yourself at some type of risk. Perhaps you are going in certain areas which are known to be a little bit more dangerous as far as possibly getting carjacked or whatnot. Therefore, according to the minhag Ashkenaz, we are less likely to say Berachas HaGomel when it comes to going through the desert. However, he says that Luminach Safard, Bechol Indian Mavarchan HaGomel. That when it comes to the custom of Safard, in all situations, even if the danger is not as great, such as nowadays, nonetheless they still bench Gomel. The second area of the four, which we'll just touch upon this one today, it brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, is when it comes to crossing the waters. One of the other ways that a person benches Gomel is the situation of Yardei Hayam. A person goes by a body of water. So what exactly does this mean in practical applications? Most of us don't hop on a raft and go over the Atlantic. But the truth is, we certainly do go in an airplane. So the question is that considered to be really a sakana? And of course, that's what it says, that you have to bench Gomel when you are Yardei Hayam, when you go over the sea. So the question is that really such a danger? So he says as follows, V'inyin birchas haGomel b'nesiyah ba'aviron, that when it comes to traveling in an airplane, the whole concept of benching Gomel is understood in the following way. And he quotes some significant poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, as well as Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, and he says like this. He minhag olam, the custom of our world is levarach hagomel b'shem malchus. Even though there are some that say maybe you do not say Hashem's name, but our custom, as we're familiar with, we say the whole bracha. Kishenosim imedina medina b'ofen shovim yamim o midbarus. That if we have to cross over with an airplane, the sea or possibly certain deserts. Afal pi she'ein b'nesia b'aviron osin sakanos shedibra chazal al over b'yam o midbar. Even though crossing the sea back then was in fact a legitimate danger, and now hopping on an airplane and waking up a few hours later and being on the other side of the ocean doesn't really seem like a whole lot of sakana took place. Nonetheless, bismanenu, and as well, bismanenu, en shchichos shel nezek va'ason b'nesia ba'aviron, yosim nesia b'rechev al kvish. You hear this all the time, that you're safer in the air than on the ground, as the expression goes. So therefore, what really, based on the logic, would you say is the sakana? Mikol makom, yesh liyashim minhag olam levarech al pi harishonim v'aposkim. Nonetheless, the poskim rishonim, and it doesn't really discuss the reason for this, but because the simple idea that you are in fact yirdei hayam, therefore, when it comes to crossing the sea, even though it seemingly shows that the level of sakana is not as great as it was then, nonetheless, as we know, the custom is that we still bench gomel.